from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football, Jason Mackey in for the Starkey Zeiss Experience until 2 o'clock. Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. City Limits, behind the glass. We will have a Bechtold breakdown a little bit after 12 o'clock, so 10 to 15 minutes from now. Hopefully we may stray a little bit past that, as sometimes it does happen during these midday hours, but every Friday around noon is when Austin likes to do that. We'll dive into a little bit of Steelers discussion in the next hour, but an Open update, the British Open going on. Sugar Shane Lowry, 7-under as they play in the second round. And if you heard the update from City Limits there a few moments ago, Tiger Woods will not be making the cut at the Open. Do we think it hurts? I guess it is pretty obvious. It hurts a little bit viewership-wise when Tiger Woods is not in the discussion on the weekend, because he's certainly still, at this point in his career, he does bring viewers. Like, even if you are not a fan of him, which I am not.
Same.
I have been outspoken about that. My friends get very upset with me about that. I can acknowledge that when he is in contention on Saturday and Sunday, he certainly brings viewers to the game. However, I feel like golf is in a pretty healthy place. I feel like there are a lot of very good young golfers, and it doesn't necessarily need Tiger Woods anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's a draw. It's something to watch. I don't know how you'd maybe describe it. It's not a circus act or anything like that, because he's, what, the greatest golfer of our lifetime, I think is fair to say.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the sport has moved on to better players, more interesting players. I've never been a huge Tiger Woods fan for myriad reasons. I know that probably upsets some people. So how can you not love Tiger? Well, some of the stuff that he did, some of the ways that he acts, like, I just never been that into it. But do I want to see him play horribly and miss the cut every time? No, it's interesting when he's in contention. I think golf is a better sport with that. And I understand people who want to see him thrive, but I'm perfectly fine with the other names there.
Tiger Woods, 14 over at the Open. He was 6 over today. He was 8 over in that first round. And Jason, I was talking to you about this during the break. He has certainly done some bad things, for sure, to give ammunition as to why maybe you're not a fan of the guy. But I also said he's one of those brands in sports. Sometimes you get teams, sometimes you get individual athletes where the fans of him or the team don't make it much easier because the obnoxious nature that I feel like we see Tiger fans go to in golf, it turns me off to the guy. It does. I'll be honest. And I have plenty of friends who are huge fans. And I told you, I wake up yesterday morning because of how early this tournament starts across the pond. I wake up yesterday morning. I have, you know, three texts from buddies, a Tiger emoji, a goat emoji, a Tiger gif. And, you know, I didn't say anything the rest of the day. And then we get to middle of the afternoon and I just chime in, "Hey guys, haven't heard an update in a while. How did Tiger do?" Knowing full well that Eldrick Woods shot 8 over in the first round at the Open.
Did you get any response to that?
No, I didn't.
No?
No, it normally angers them enough to just silence because they don't really have a comeback. I've told Pony and Chris, too, the other day before it started, I have a wager with one of my good friends who, this friend, a very avid golfer. He's a very good golfer. He golfed in high school. We bet a few years ago, this was following his most recent car accident where he suffered the very bad leg injury. I said that this is it. I mean, he'll participate in tournaments and I know that he'll always be around for the big ones. And hey, you know, if he makes the cut and he's in contention, whatever, I said, he ain't ever going to win another major. He had his return moment at the Masters. That was cool. Like, I can appreciate that from afar as a sports fan. Yeah, am I not a fan of the guy himself? I can acknowledge that was a cool moment. And that Masters, you know, had eyeballs all over it because he's a rock star of the sport. But after that second one, I said, he ain't winning another major. And I immediately got met with, "Oh, I'll bet you $100 that he does." I said, "I'll take that action right now."
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good bet.
Absolutely it is. I feel fantastic about it because now we see him and, you know, he's an all-time great. I mean, argument of greatest golfer to ever live up there with Jack Nicklaus, among others. I can acknowledge that as well. He's just a shell of himself. Like,
yeah,
he's just not the same.
Yeah. The fact that he's out there and playing, it's great. But is he thought of as, you know, somebody you have to see at this point? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. At the same time, and I think that's what drives both of us crazy, people act like he is. Like, if you say you don't like Tiger Woods, that's like a controversial opinion. Like, no, it's really not relevant in the discussion of the sport right now. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an equivalent to, you know, a former athlete in another sport that's like still hanging around but on the periphery. Like, he's not doing anything that impactful. I don't know, Aaron Rodgers? Would that be something?
Maybe.
Where you're just like dug in on this guy and you have to see what he does. You're like, what have you done? What have you done? Aaron Rodgers might actually be a pretty good comparable.
Yeah, I mean, and Rodgers, in his case, he has won a couple of MVPs at least recently. I mean, beyond
that, when was his last one?
I think his last, not his last season in Green Bay, but the one before that. I want to say, was it 21?
Yeah, it was.
All right, there was a 21. All right, it's not too terrible.
Yeah, so I mean, but around that same time period, that same era, Tiger had his win at the Masters, which again was cool, but it's just that was an outlier given the second half of his career.
Yeah, like the amount of fuss that I'm hearing about you doesn't balance out with what you've achieved. Like, if on the right side I'm hearing all kinds of stuff and there's headlines and stories and attractive, like, you would think on the other side there's accomplishment, winning, thriving, all this stuff. Like, that scale does not balance with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I feel like golf is in a pretty healthy place, and it's unfortunate to say.
You might be the only one that feels that way, by the way, with all the LIV stuff going
well,
on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I mean, like, overall, like, golf as a whole, not necessarily the PGA by itself, but I just feel like there are a lot of pretty young golfers out there that people can attach themselves to. that like maybe the sport doesn't necessarily need Tiger Woods anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a generational talent that like he's always going to have a place. I just don't. I mean, we've already spent too much time talking about Tiger Woods based on how competitive he is. We're doing it because of his past. It's nothing recent. I understand people getting all nostalgic and wanting to see him make the cut, and that's cute. He's going to play on Sunday, and we'll wear our red shirts. I was like, I just don't care. I just don't care. Like, this guy was largely a creep. We don't want to talk about that. We want to ignore it because it's a cool nostalgic story, and he plays the sport well. But, like, he's off cheating on his wife, wrecking a car. Like, we're not talking about, you know, an impeccable off-field personality here. We're just conveniently ignoring those things because he plays a sport well. And I just don't need to, like, get on nostalgic, you know, thinking this is going to be the one more time, baby. It's going to be coming down 18 in red.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.